Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly, and you are listening to the Stardom Cast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stardom Cast, a podcast where we talk all things about the fantastic, amazing, and spectacular professional wrestling company that is Stardom, and we do it in a positive and what I like to think fun manner. Folks, I'm your host for this episode. My name is Matt Turner, and welcome to another bonus episode, another retrospective that we're going to be delivering to you free on the Stardom Cast podcast. Folks, I'm going to be doing this one a little bit solo. Rob just did not get enough time to do the 12-match homework that we were doing here today for the Minashirakawa 2022 5-star Grand Prix run. Just busy, just him coming back from Philadelphia about a month or so ago, and also with the move, just did not get a chance to get the homework done. But no problem. Have no fear. Have no fear. Your uncle MT is here. And yes, we're going to be looking at the breakout performance, in my opinion, where really took Minashirakawa from a mid-card wrestler in Stardom to a main event wrestler in Stardom. Her breakout performance in the 2022 5-star Grand Prix. And obviously, folks, Minashirakawa is all over the TVs, folks, all over the AEW TV. It looks like, hopefully, fingers crossed, that we will have an announcement soon that Minashirakawa will be rolling elbowing down the Forbidden Door, see what I did there, and is going to be challenging one Toni Storm for the AEW Women's World Heavyweight Championship. That's what it looks like that they're doing, folks. Hopefully that's the way that they're going to go. We've seen Minashirakawa on Ring of Honor TV. We've seen her on AEW TV getting some wins over Anna Jay. We did see her at the Supercard of Honor, a giant show in Philadelphia, picking up a big win in that Stardom six-person tag match over one Saya Kamatani. We have seen Minashirakawa doing some unexpected run-ins to help out Mariah May. So Minashirakawa is somebody that is in a lot of people's TV screens these past 4 or 5 weeks. So we figured, hey, let's talk about her breakout run in the 5-star Grand Prix of the year 2022. Again, this is, this is, in my opinion, what really took her from a solid mid-card wrestler to a current main event wrestler. And here we are, some near 2 years later, and Minashirakawa is absolutely crushing it. So, folks, without any further ado, let's get into this one, shall we? Let's get into Minashirakawa's her 2022 5-star Grand Prix run. Folks, we're going to start this one off the very first night, of course. We're going to go to Oda Ward City Gym. First of all, I'm getting ahead of myself here, folks. I do that sometimes. I hope everybody's having a great day. I hope that you're better today than you were yesterday. I hope that you're better this week than you were last week. And I hope you're better this month than you were last month. Thank you. My wife just did a run and brought me a coffee protein shake. What was that, hon? She's the best, folks. The absolute best. Anywho, I hope everybody's doing terrific because we're all about self-improving. Minashirakawa was part of the Blue Stars block. And we go to night one, match one, on July 31st, 2022, Oda Ward City Gym. Minashirakawa opens up with the person that made it to the finals the year before and won Momo Watanabe. Folks, this is a different Momo Watanabe. This is the heel Momo Watanabe. So the match starts off with Minashirakawa on that fantastic platform in Oda Ward City Gym doing her phenomenal dance, and she gets jumped by Momo Watanabe. Oh, that evil, evil Momo Watanabe. We get the Uedo Tai beat down early on Minashirakawa. Momo builds up her heat on Mina with some mid kicks. Mina hits a spinning back fist and then a mid kick to basically start building up her offense on Mina, or on Momo. Mina fires back up with a rolling elbow. So we see Momo throwing the forearms, the kicks on Mina, but Mina starts almost going fire for fire, kick for kick, forearm for forearm with the former finalist of this tournament and former Wonder of Stardom champion. Momo Watanabe locks in a crossface chicken wing, and that transitions that to the Tequila Sunrise, and then hits a second rope Samato, scoring a two count for the member of Oedo Tai. Mina and Momo exchange head kicks and roaring elbows back and forth. Momo Watanabe gets the better of the striking exchange and is able to transition all of her striking into a B-driver for a two count. Momo Watanabe then tries to use the wrench. Folks, remember when Momo used to use this wrench when she first turned heel? Oh, not good. Not good at all. I'm glad she doesn't use it anymore. But she goes to put the wrench into her kick pad, which we've seen her break the orbital bone of Izumi about 5-6 months earlier. And then, however, the ref catches her trying to put the wrench into the kick pad. They have a little bit of tug of war. This allows Mina Shirakawa to open the door, hitting the running Enziguri, also known as the Glamorous Sword. And then Mina shocks Momo Watanabe and just about everybody watching this match as she rolls up Momo with the Glamorous Collection Mina and is able to get the first big upset of this tournament. Very good match. Good way for Momo to start this tournament. I had this at 4 stars. And folks, when these two get together now, Momo and Mina, whether it's us, I don't know if they really had any singles matches, but we're on that, when they're on opposite ends of EXV versus Oedo Tai, their throwdowns are really, really good. And Momo is really understanding her heel character. Even though we're teasing, you know, as this recording, we're teasing maybe a little Momo back to Queen's Quest. Fingers crossed. Hopefully that's where it goes. But Mina's so much better. As great as she was coming out of this tournament, she is a constant main eventer now, one of the best wrestlers on this loaded Stardom roster. And I would not be heartbroken, folks, that in a month's time when they announce these brackets to the 5-star Grand Prix, that these two are on opposite, are in the same block, because I would love to see it. Mina Shirakawa getting her first 2 points of the tournament. I had this one at 4 stars. We move on to match number 2 a week later on the 7th of August, as Mina Shirakawa taking on one Saeeda. Saeeda comes out of the gate with a big, big tackle, a couple tackles back and forth, a couple forearms, a couple chops from the gorilla. Mina Shirakawa fires back with some kicks. We get a kick and chop exchange. Saeeda is able to use her strength to beat down Mina Shirakawa a little bit. It's kind of a short match here. Saeeda hits a big top rope tackle for a two count. Saeeda tries to hit the brainbuster. Mina's able to escape. Hits a rolling elbow and the glamorous driver Mina for the three count. Quick, simple story to tell. This one didn't go too long. When you get into the crux of a lot of these matches at the 5-star Grand Prix, we have a loaded talent roster like Stardom does. Some of these matches, it just gets cut down for time. Unfortunately, this is one that did. I think this one went like less than 5 minutes. 3.5 stars, still a really good match. And this is a match that I would love to see in 2024. Again, Mina Shirakawa, a constant main eventer. Saeeda, you know, we love us some Saeeda on the Stardom cast. She's way better now than she was 2 years ago. Again, a really good effort from both these ladies, but it just didn't get the time that it needed. And it's understandably so when you have the Hazukis, the Julias, the Mayus, the Shuris, the Micahs, the Himikas in this tournament. We go on to match number 3. We go to the 13th of August. Mina Shirakawa coming into this match with Hazuki with 4 points. Folks, I had this one. I did this one maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago for my match of the week. And by the way, check out the match of the week segment on our YouTube channel. Basically where I say, hey, go and watch this match and let me know what your star rating is. I don't remember this one because I think I've only seen it once when it happened on the 13th of August or when it aired. But this one, when I was watching, I was like, boy, howdy, this was terrific. This was great. So we go again to the 13th of August. And you haven't seen this yet or haven't seen it in a while, please go and check this out because this match is fantastic. We go Mina Shirakawa taking on Hazuki. And folks, for you long-time listeners of the Stardomcast podcast, if you remember, both me and Rob Goodwin had voted Mina Shirakawa as the breakout wrestler of this tournament. We also voted Hazuki as the MVP of this tournament. So looking back on this match, when I went back and watched it a few weeks ago, I was like, oh, it's the MVP of the tournament versus the breakout star of this tournament. And this was really, really good. Was it Hazuki versus Julia? No. Was it Mina versus Saya Kamatani? No. But for this being in kind of like the second, third week in the tournament, this was a really, really good match. We get some arm drags between Hazuki and Mina, back and forth, arm drag exchange to start. Hazuki gets the advantage, and then, of course, she does her boot scrape face lock combination to Hazuki. Hazuki does the boot scrape face wash combination to Mina Shirakawa. Eventually, Mina is able to fire back up and drops Hazuki with a forearm spinning back fist combination. Hazuki fires back up with some forearms of her own, hits a code breaker, and locks Mina Shirakawa in a crossface. Eventually, the two battle out to the floor. Mina gets the advantage. Mina hits an excellent dive to the floor onto the wild heart Hazuki. Mina smartly, quickly pitches Hazuki into the ring, hits a reverse DDT for a two count. We get a back and forth forearm trade up between Hazuki and Mina Shirakawa. And folks, if you've seen the Hazuki matches, you know those forearm trade offs, 9.5 times out of 10, they end up bad for Hazuki's opponents because Hazuki goes full Hazuki mode. But this is one of the one times Hazuki does not win the forearm exchange. It really goes to show how much they're putting into Mina Shirakawa and how Mina Shirakawa has been improving her striking game, because Mina actually gets the better of the striking exchange onto Hazuki, which I thought that was something. Eventually, Hazuki is able to come back with a pump kick, but then Mina is able to come back from the pump kick with the running Insiguri, the glamorous sword. So nice little kick exchange between both Hazuki and Mina Shirakawa. Mina hits the draping DDT for a two count. Hazuki hits a pair of running boots for a two count. Hazuki then hits a body slam and then ascends to the top rope for the bombs away senton for two count. Mina is able to escape the brain bust with a loop Thez press for a two count as Mina Shirakawa gets back up. Hazuki hits the pump kick and then finally hits the brain buster, getting the 1-2-3. Hazuki came into this match with 6 points. She leaves with 8. Mina Shirakawa, suffering her first loss of the tournament, remains on 4 points. Folks, for me, this was 4.25 stars. This was absolutely fantastic. And again, a very, very hidden gem, very great hidden gem in this 5-star Grand Prix tournament. It's only about 12, 13 minutes long, folks. If you have the time, go and watch it. If you don't have the time, make the time. Because if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're a big fan of one Mina Shirakawa and Hazuki. This was a great, great match. And again, I would love to see these two wrestlers bring it back, wrestle again in a singles match. I've been saying Hazuki needs that Wonder of Stardom championship run. And even though we did see Mina Shirakawa last April and Saikama Tani's V15, the record-breaking run with the Wonder of Stardom championship, Mina Shirakawa only got like a month-long run with that Wonder of Stardom championship. So I would love to see Mina versus Hazuki, not only in the 5-star Grand Prix, but maybe somewhere down the line for the Wonder of Stardom championship, whether it's Hazuki holding it or Mina holding it. I think that's a match that I think a lot of us would want to see. I don't think anybody would say no. Yes, let's get a Hazuki versus Mina Shirakawa Wonder or World. Hey, let's get greedy. Or maybe both, right? Somewhere down the line, I would love to see these two have a few match series because they work really, really well together. It's a combination that we really don't get to see too much on. Folks, we go to match number 4. We go to the legendary Corrigan Hall as we go to the 27th of August as Mina Shirakawa taking on the winner of this tournament in 2018, the former Miss Everything in Stardom, one Mayu Iwatani. And again, folks, this match just suffers from just how loaded this Corrigan Hall show is because this match goes less than 5 minutes. However, it's a really, really good one. As soon as the match starts, Mina hits a big forearm. Mayu comes back with a big kick. Mina drops Mayu after hitting not one, not two, not three, before rolling elbows. Mina hits an implant DDT for a two count, and then Mina hits a draping DDT on the floor. Mina focuses on Mayu's neck. Makes sense. Mina does have the glamorous sword, the forearms, and then obviously the glamorous driver, Mina. Mayu is able to finally halt the offense of one Mina Shirakawa, hitting a snapdragon onto Mina. Mayu then comes up after the snapdragon, follows up with a super kick, and then a basement drop kick to the leader of Club Venus. I think Mina at this time was part of Cosmic Angels. Just compare with me, folks. Mina stops the moonsault, Mayu's moonsault, by holding onto her feet, holding onto Mayu's foot as she's going to the top ropes, the two of them have an apron or a top rope fight. Mina wins. Mina follows up a draping DDT and a spinning back fist for a two count onto Mayu. Mina hits the glamorous sword and then another implant DDT for a two count. A lot of DDTs that Mina is going on here. Maybe she was mentored by Jake the Snake before this match. Who knows? Mina goes for the glamorous driver, Mina. However, Mayu's able to get out, and then Mayu rolls up Mina after countering the glamorous collection Mina. So the finish of this match, it got a little wonky. I think they may have went a little bit too fast. Mina goes for the glamorous collection Mina, which is her reverse sit-down implant DDT. Mayu's able to escape that. She tries to roll up Mina. Mina counters the counter from Mayu. She goes for the glamorous collection Mina. However, Mayu stops the glamorous collection. Mina is able to stack Mina's weight on top of her own shoulders and get the three count. Four stars, again, a really solid match, but 4 minutes, 56 seconds. Obviously, we would see these two back in, I believe, February of this year, have a really, really good match that got some quality time back on one of the New Japan beginning New Beginning shows, say that five times fast, for Mayu's IWGP Women's Championship. So really good match that here. Again, four stars, less than 5 minutes. However, we knew that there was going to be a better match coming between these two, and we did see it over in a New Japan ring. So Mina is now 2-2. She won her first two, lost her next two. We go to match number five, and Taimatsu, back on the 3rd of September, as Mina Shirakawa taking on Julia. Julia coming into this match with 8 points. If you remember how this tournament went for Julia, she dropped her first two on back-to-back nights. She lost to Hazuki and Mirai, but then she started rallying here. So Julia is on a roll. She's got 4 wins in a row, getting up to her 8 points. Mina Shirakawa starting strong, won her first two, but she lost her last two. So can Julia keep up the hot streak, or can Mina finally get some momentum going and pick up some more points? Folks, let's find out together. Mina goes to Julia's knee early on in the match. Mina locks in the figure four early on, and Julia does a great job selling it. This is a really cool spot. Julia's trying to roll to the ropes to get to the ropes to break the hold. However, Mina keeps rolling, and the two of them take a bump to the floor while they're in the figure four. I thought that was really cool. At this point, Mina's able to get in the ring around 14 or 15. Julia, who has an injured knee because Mina's working on the knee, gets in at 19.9, just barely beating the count. Really, really cool spot here because Julia does a great job selling, and the crowd bid it. They really thought that Mina was going to get a quick count-out win here. Mina back to Julia's knee. Makes sense. Locks back in the figure four. Julia gets to the ropes to break up the hole, but when she does, she actually gets to the corner. And then as she's getting up, her back is exposed to Mina Shirakawa, allowing Mina to hit a roaring elbow to the back of Julia's neck, and then the draping DDT for a two count. Mina starts pouring on some mid-kicks. However, she goes to the well once too often. There's my Gorilla Monsoon reference for this show. She catches the third mid-kick, and then Julia is able to catch her in a high cradle suplex, dumping Mina Shirakawa on the top of her head. Julia and Mina have a forearm exchange. Julia escapes the Mina driver, hits a belly-to-belly suplex, and then a running boot that scores the Dangerous Queen a two count. Julia then goes for the Glorious Driver. However, Mina is able to escape the Glorious Driver, and then she is able to Mina escapes the Glorious Driver from Julia, and then rolls up Julia for a two count. Julia quickly comes back with a G trigger and a Falcon Arrow for a two count. Julia then follows up that combination with a backdrop driver, dropping Mina onto her head, scoring the three count. I had this one at 3 3/4 stars. This one went less than 9 minutes. Again, folks, when you have a tournament that was this long with this many wrestlers, some of the matches get cut down short. That was one of the great things about the tournament in 2023, is even though there was a lot of injuries after night one and then going into the final few nights, is they cut down the field. So what we got is we got maybe, I don't know if I say more quality, because the 2022 five-star Grand Prix is the best five-star Grand Prix ever, and one of the best round-robin wrestling tournaments this generation. But they were able to give the wrestlers a little bit more time because they didn't have to cut things down. Again, really good match, 3 3/4 stars. This one, when it went 10, 11 minutes, probably went with the four and a quarter stars mark. But some really good stuff, and I really like how they opened it with Mina locking Julia into the figure four and then them rolling to the outside. So Mina Shirakawa staying on 4 points, as she has now lost three in a row. We go back to Corican Hall for match number six. Mina Shirakawa still on 4 points as she will take on Ami Sori. This match took place on September 12, 2022, again in the legendary Corican Hall. Ami Sori coming in with 10 points. I completely forgot that they had Ami Sori on a decent amount of points in this tournament. They did a really good job building Ami up, and then we would see, in my opinion, Ami Sori was the breakout star of the 2023 five-star Grand Prix. So again, Ami Sori coming in with a lot of momentum. Mina Shirakawa definitely needs a win here, coming off three losses back to back to back. Match starts off with some really good wrestling. Eventually, Ami gets the opening exchange with some chops and hits a big lariat. Mina Shirakawa quickly goes to Ami Sori's knee and hits a low drop kick, locking in the figure four. Ami Sori eventually breaks the hold and goes back to what got her the earlier advantage in the match, those big chops. Mina goes back to Ami's knee. We get some really great selling from Ami Sori. Locks in. Ami eventually gets the advantage back onto Mina Shirakawa with some power and is able to lock in an elevated Boston Crab, almost like the Lion Tamer. Mina Shirakawa eventually gets the ropes, and again, as soon as she's able to create a little bit of separation, goes back to the strategy, back to the psychology, and hits low kicks onto Ami's leg. She locks back in the figure four for the second time in this match. Ami Sori once again gets to the ropes, but very much like in the Julia match. When she gets to the rope, she's a little bit too close to the turnbuckle. This is exposes her neck, and Mina Shirakawa is able to take advantage, hits the rolling elbow and a draping DDT for a two count. Ami Sori is able to come back with some chops and forearms, hits a big DVD for a two count. Then she goes to put Mina Shirakawa away with a like a thunderbolt. However, the damage that has already been previously done to Ami's knee is a little bit too much, as she's not able to drop Mina down fast enough on her head to complete her big finisher like a thunderbolt. This allows Mina Shirakawa to escape, hits the low drop kick back to the knee she goes, locking back in the figure four, eventually causing Ami Sori to tap out. And then finally, Mina Shirakawa, after she started out with two wins, lost three in a row, is able to get her next 2 points, getting her up to 6 points, 3 3/4 stars for me. Easy story to tell in this one, folks. It's just Ami's power. Mina, anytime she's in trouble, going back to Ami's knee. Ami looks like that she needs to put Mina away with a like a thunderbolt, but the damage that's been done to her knee, it proves to be too much as Mina escapes, goes back to the knee, and then locks in the figure four. Simple story to tell, easy to follow, really, really solid match on ultimately which was another fantastic Corican Hall show. So again, 3 3/4 stars as Mina Shirakawa back in the win column, 6 points. We go to Osaka on the 17th of September as Mina Shirakawa taking on one Mirai. Mirai coming into this match with 10 points. Again, Mina Shirakawa has 6 points as Mina Shirakawa is on match number 7. And this is another one that I have not seen since I first reviewed this a year and a half ago for the Stardomcast podcast. This was another really good one that I was like, huh. I knew Mina Shirakawa had a breakout tournament, but I forgot how good some of these, other than like the Sai Kamatani match, the Natsupoi, the Momo match, forgot how good some of these matches were. And this is another really, really good one. We get some ground grappling to start, which is really interesting because Mirai does have that background in judo. So you figured she'd like kind of halt Mina Shirakawa with that. But ultimately, Mina is able to go hold for hold, grapple for grapple with Mirai, which I thought was really, really interesting. Mina locks in a knee bar, and then Mina tricks Mirai and is able to lock her into the figure four. So there was some chicanery there. I thought there was some really good stuff there. She goes to the knee bar, and it looks like she's going to go to the arm, and then Mina goes to block the arm, giving up her other leg, and then Mina able to lock in the figure four. So I thought that was something a little cool. Mina using some strategy here. Shirakawa is, she's not Sakuraba, the IQ wrestler, but maybe she'll get there. Maybe she'll get there. She might be the IQ stardom wrestler. Really good stuff there. Mina, low drop kick, really, Mina hits the low drop kick. However, Mirai starts attacking Mina's arm. Makes sense. You're taking away a lot of the striking. Most importantly, setting her up for the mirror Mirai, the double wrist lock. So again, we got Mina going to Mirai's arm. Mina going to Mirai's leg, her knee for the figure four, and Mirai going to Mina's arm to take away the striking and to set up the double wrist lock. Solid selling for Mina here. Mina fires back with some low kicks. Mina then hits a dragon screw leg whip. Mirai is able to come back with a huge lariat. Mina comes back with a low drop kick. Mina hits a few forearms, then she goes for the spinning back fist. However, Mirai is able to block the spinning back fist and is able to lock in the double wrist lock. Eventually, Mina Shirakawa passes out due to the previous damage done to her arm. Really good stuff here. And again, very much like the Ami story match, easy story to tell. This is really good hard hitting with the kicks, drop kicks, forearms. Eventually, Mirai is building up her offense on Mina's arm. Mina using almost muscle memory, using those roaring forearms and those solid standing forearms to set up the spinning back fist on the arm that's injured. Eventually, Mirai lets her throw one too many and is able to catch her in that injured arm into the double wrist lock to the point where the referee just has to call for the bell for the safety of Mina Shirakawa. I like the ref stoppage, the pass out, more than the tap out. It's really showing the growth of Mina Shirakawa in this tournament.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Okay, we stay in Osaka on this doubleheader as we go to the 18th, the next day, the 18th of September, as match number 8, as Starlight Kid coming in here with 8 points. Again, Mina Shirakawa with 6 points. So Mina Shirakawa trying to get a win here. She gets a win over Starlight Kid. She will tie her at 8 points. However, she'll get bumped up more in the rankings because she will own the tiebreaker against the dark sky tiger. Mina Shirakawa starts off to Starlight Kid's leg. Makes sense. We're seeing Mina building up and really using this figure four in this tournament. Plus, you're taking away the speed advantage of Starlight Kid, which other than maybe like Natsupoi and Izumi, maybe the only other two wrestlers in 2022 in stardom that can match Starlight Kid's speed. Starlight Kid hits a leg sweep, and then she's able to take Mina almost to the outside and then post Mina's leg on the outside. Starlight Kid then pulls Mina back to the middle of the ring, and Starlight Kid starts giving Mina Shirakawa a taste of her own medicine. Starlight Kid hits a moonsault to Mina Shirakawa's knee. That was a really cool spot. Eventually, Mina is able to use the ropes to get up, throws a few forearms, a few kicks to create some separation onto Starlight Kid. Mina Shirakawa hits a low drop kick and then to slow down Starlight Kid. And then she starts hitting a low kick forearm combination to Starlight Kid. We do see Mina is able to hit the glamorous sword and then a roaring elbow for a two count. Starlight Kid is able to block a suplex attempt and then is able to roll through into the Black Tiger leg crusher slash killer submission. Put that on a t-shirt, folks. Black Tiger leg crusher slash killer submission. Mina is able to get to the ropes and then is able to grab Starlight Kid's leg and hits a dragon screw leg whip. Finally locks in the figure four. Eventually Starlight Kid gets to the ropes, goes back to Mina's knee, is able to take advantage of the damage she's done onto Mina's knee, hits a Black Tiger pile driver for a two count, and then she is able to take advantage of the big tombstone style pile driver, goes back to the leg crusher style submission, and then that will eventually Mina Shirakawa forcing her to tap out here. Considering the fact that the Mina match, she kind of passed out, I would have preferred maybe the Mirai match the day before she passed out in the same building. I would have maybe preferred to pass out here as well. The Mira Mirai, I can see, you can, it makes more sense to tap out to because it's not a choke. With the Black Tiger Leg Crusher submission, not only does it work the ankle and it works the knee, but also Starlight Kid puts her back of her heel over your throat. So it kind of works as a choke. So if they were going to do a pass out on any submission, I think it would have made sense here. But if you did back-to-back pass outs on submissions, you'd have been like, man, that Mina Shirakawa, even though she lost, she came away looking as a winner because she did not give up. She did not give up at all, considering the fact that if you remember in 2022, Mirai and Starlight Kid in May and I believe June, or maybe May or July, had two phenomenal matches at Saitama Tani's Wonder of Stardom Championship. So these two wrestlers, Mirai and Starlight Kid, ever coming so close to dethroning Saitama Tani for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. You have them going over here on the same opponent, but if you have them going over, you know, via both passing out, I think that would have meant just a little bit more. Regardless, really good match. I had this one at 4 stars, the same as the Mirai, but I might like the Mirai one a little bit better. I forget. We'll see in the rankings, because the rankings, I will be doing the rankings at the end of this episode. Mina Shirakawa staying on 6 points. She will go into Nagoya on the 19th of September against the crazy girl herself, one Suzu Suzuki. Suzu Suzuki coming in here with 6 points. If you remember, if my memory is correct, I think Suzu missed because she wasn't fully signed with Stardom until maybe about 6 or 7 months later. So I think she missed the first few shows because she had COVID. And then when she came back, she had some previous dates that she had to do with Prominence and maybe Oz Academy, I forget, or Ice Ribbon, or I forget who. So Suzu had a lot of ground to making up. I mean, she didn't wrestle that much the first 5 or 6 weeks of this tournament, but the last back half, it seemed like she was just on random shows wrestling. I think she had wrestled Starlight Kid on a Stardom Showcase show in the 5-star tournament, which was fantastic. But Suzu was on an absolute tear going into the back half of this tournament. So we both have Mina and Suzu coming in here with 6 points. Match starts off with Mina Shirakawa going to the low dropkick. Eventually, the match spills to the floor, which that is not going to spill well for Mina Shirakawa. We love Mina, and she throws some hands. Mariah May told us personally, and so did Jesse from Club Venus. Mariah May was from Club Venus as well. They both said, Mina Shirakawa, she can throw some hands with the best of them, the Mayus, the Julias, the Sherrys. So regardless, you're on the floor with the deathmatch queen and one Suzu Suzuki. Suzu suplexes Mina onto the floor. She pitches Mina into the front row. They go back into the ring, but when they do, Mina Shirakawa, using that wrestler IQ, waiting for Suzu to get back in the ring so she can target Suzu's knee with that low drop kick. And then Mina hits a bunch of blistering kicks to Suzu Suzuki's solar plexus and her leg. We get a forearm trade-off back and forth between Mina and Suzu. Mina wins that battle basically because Suzu just can't properly balance herself because of the damage done to her knee. So Mina wins that battle, is able to hit a reverse DDT for a two count. Mina goes to the top rope. We get a top rope fight between the two, which Suzu Suzuki wins. Suzu hits a superplex. Mina Shirakawa is able to quickly fire back up with the glamour sword and a rolling elbow. Mina Shirakawa follows that up with a draping DDT that scores her a two count. Mina goes to put Suzu away with a glamorous driver. Mina, however, Suzu is able to escape, hits a German suplex and a big running knee. Suzu quickly follows up with a tequila shot, only scores her a two count. However, Suzu quickly follows up on the damage done. She hits not one, but two, the rolling German suplexes, locomotion German suplexes for the three count that got done in less than 10 minutes. I had this one at 4 stars. And again, Mina Shirakawa staying on at 6 points. And I believe at this point, she is officially mathematically eliminated from the tournament. Folks, we go on to, you want to talk about star making. You want to talk about matchmaking. You want to talk about, okay, we know Mina's out of the tournament. She can't win blue block. But she might be able to play spoiler. and we go to Cork and Hall. And this was, when this match finished, and I watched this live, when I watched this match, I said this was easily the best Mina Shirakawa match I've ever seen. She's having a really solid tournament. She came into this tournament with a little bit of momentum. In the last 5-6 weeks prior to this tournament, she really was picking up some really, really good steam in her matches. She had this match with Saya Kamatani, and this was absolutely fantastic. Saya coming into this match, not only as the Wonder of Stardom champion, she's coming in as 13 points. So Saya Kamatani here on match number 10, I think she just needed to win like one out of her last two, and she would have been able to go into the final night. So this is Saya Kamatani, a must win for her. Obviously, Mina Shirakawa mathematically eliminated. However, folks, you know that if you do pin one of the champions of the in the five-star Grand Prix, you can make claim to getting a shot at their title, and boy howdy, that's what happened here. We get a really good chain wrestling exchange, nice little headlock exchange between the two. Saya works over Mina's back. Mina hits a low drop kick to Saya's knee. Saya comes back with a big drop kick of her own. Saya Kamatani is a very underrated drop kick, not only in how it looks, but how she works it into her matches. Mina hits a low drop kick to Saya's knee. She drops Saya with a big forearm. Saya Kamatani comes back with that beautiful spin kick that sets her up to go to the outside, hit the springboard plancha to the floor. Saya Kamatani throws Mina back into the ring. She hits the Kikagoye and the Star Crusher for a two count. Saya Kamatani goes to the top rope for the 450 splash. However, no water in the pool, as Mina Shirakawa is not only able to escape, but gets wrist control and rolls up Saya Kamatani with the Glamorous Collection Mina for a two count. Mina hits the rolling elbow draping DDT combination that she does so well. That scores her two count. Saya comes back with a big pump kick. Mina hits the Glamorous Sword, pump handle, suplex. Saya Kamatani gets the advantage back with another pump kick and the Star Crusher. She goes to the top rope. It looks like she's signaling either for the Phoenix Splash or the 450. We get a top rope fight between the two that we don't know which way it was going to go. They did a great job teasing how this was going to go. It really played off the crowd's emotions. Eventually, Mina Shirakawa gets the advantage, hits a top rope implant DDT, and quickly follows up with a Glamorous Driver Mina in the middle of the ring for the 1-2-3. Mina Shirakawa scoring a victory, her biggest victory in her career at that point, in Corken Hall against Saya Kamatani, the Wonder of Stardom champion, not only giving Mina Shirakawa 8 points, not only giving her a 4.5 star rating for one Matt Turner here, but that would eventually get her a Wonder of Stardom championship. We would know what would happen. She'd get that championship match about a month after the tournament. What was another phenomenal match, but that's the match that Mina got her jaw broken. Eventually led to, after Mina came back from her injury, she was able to come back and then defeat Saya Kamatani in the biggest and best Stardom show of all time, All-Star Grand Queen. And again, my opinion, the best match on that show. So this was the match that really set Mina Shirakawa up for success. And Saya Kamatani, as great as Mina was, Saya made her even that much better, which is just the true mark of a phenomenal, phenomenal ace and future ace that we all know Saya Kamatani can and will be. Again, this is another great match. If you have not seen this match in a while, or you haven't seen it at all, this is the go-to, folks. This is the go-to. And I highly recommend, if you're a fan of Mina Shirakawa and Saya Kamatani, and aren't we all, I would go back and watch the three-match series. Watch this match. Watch the match that they have about a month later for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Obviously, the Wonder of Stardom Championship's not on the line here because it's the tournament match. But watch this match, then watch the match from a month later, and then watch the match from All-Star Grand Queendom. It's a really good three-match series, and it might be something that I do as a Patreon extra for the Rossi Vice tier. I might go back and break down their three-match series because these two have really, really good chemistry. Even to the point they had really great chemistry in Philadelphia at the Supercard of Honor show for Ring of Honor. And Mina Shirakawa got the win here. So Mina Shirakawa really does have Saya Kamatani's number. And it's something that I did say. I believe Saya Kamatani is going to be next in line to wear the World of Stardom Championship, the red belt. Not just yet, though. Mike is doing a great job. But it's an easy story to tell that after Saya wins, if she does defeat Micah, whether it's her V1, V2, V3, for Mina be like, listen, I've beaten you. We've wrestled 4 times, and I've beaten you 3 out of the last 4. I pinned you clear in the center of the ring in front of like 3,000 people in Philadelphia. And considering the fact that Micah is the, you know, her and Mina and Micah are the co-leaders of EXV, Empress Nexus Venus. It's an easy story to tell, saying, hey, you defeated my friend, my fellow co-leader of this faction. Let me get a shot at that World of Stardom Championship. And I think it'd be a great way to set Saitama Tani's run off. Again, whether it's the V1, V2, V3, I think if I'm booking, I have Saya win the 5-star Grand Prix, have her defeat Micah at Dream Queendom. And then what I would do is sometime in January, I would have Mina then challenge Saitama Tani for the, or lay out the challenge in January, like a week or two later after she wins the belt, and make the V1, Saya's V1 against Mina at the 14th anniversary show, whether that's Supreme Fight or they've been saying the anniversary show / Supreme Fight. So you can do that. I mean, what a great way to start out this run is we get another Mina versus Saitama Tani match, and that'd be like, you know, your match of the year candidate to start off 2025. Anywho, it's enough of fantasy booking for me. Let's move right along. Mina Shirakawa, 8 points, rolling into Takadana Bamba as she will take on one Hanan. Hanan coming in here with 0 points. This match takes place the very next day on the 24th of September. Hana fires off a dropkick and a judo throw early on in the match. Mina Shirakawa is able to halt off the early offense from one Hanan with a low dropkick. We get a forearm trade-off between the two. Hanan does the judo throw into the armbar, which I absolutely love. Mina Shirakawa gets to the ropes. Hanan's able to pull her off with some forearms, and it's the Iron Cross Northern Light Suplex. I wish she would do that more often. What that is if you have like a straight knuckle lock between the two, like a test of strength, then what Hanan does is she dips her head in between the arm and the shoulder and does a Northern Light Suplex. I would love to see her bring that back because we haven't seen it in quite some time. So I thought that was a really, really cool spot. And again, I hope that she does bring it back sometime soon. Mina hits a roaring elbow and goes back to Han's knee, is able to hit the dragon screw leg whip, and then they trade roll-ups back and forth for a two count, bunch of two counts. Eventually, Han hits the Famouser. That scores her a two count. Mina tries to go to Han's leg again. However, I think Hana did a little Billy Robinson baiting here. She baited her in for the leg. Eventually, Hanan is able to trick Mina Shirakawa into the 17 roll-up for the 3-count. 3 3/4 stars for me, getting Hana her first 2 points of the tournament. Again, a really good match, but this one just went a hair over 6 minutes. And again, folks, the match I would love to see now. Hanan is on the run of her life. Mina Shirakawa is on a completely different level. It's a match I would definitely love to see sometime soon. Folks, that brings us to match number 12. Again, I know we were reviewing 12 matches, and we're probably going to bang this baby out in about an hour, less than an hour, but a lot of these matches, just the timing of 5-6 minutes in some of these matches, so there's not a lot of crazy substance to go into. So regardless, this is a really fun episode to do. We go to the final match, Mina Shirakawa going up against one Natsupoi. Natsupoi coming into this match with 12 points. And this takes place in the 5-star Grand Prix final night on October 1st, 2022, in the Machino Forest Sports Plaza, which I think they're going back to, I think, in the summer. I could be wrong. I don't think they've been there in quite some time. Mina and Natsupoi here. Mina was kind of the de facto number two behind Tam in Cosmic Angels. Natsupoi comes in and just basically bumps her off back about 2-3 months earlier. So Natsupoi is kind of the second in command here. Natsupoi going into this match as one half of the Goddess of Stardom tag team champions with Mina Shirakawa. Obviously, this is something, with Tam Nakano. Natsupoi and Tam, part of Melt here, are the tag team champions as they defeated FWC at Stardom X Stardom just a few weeks prior. And folks, again, if that's a match you haven't seen, it's probably the top 5 or 6 Stardom tag match for me. That match is terrific with Meltier and FWC. So go and watch that match and go watch this match as well. So obviously Mina coming into this with a lot of frustrations on Natsupoi because basically she wanting to show Tam like, look, no, I should be the number two behind you. You should be teaming up with me as part of Dream H. Regardless, Dream H never won the Goddess of Stardom tag team titles. Meltier did. So obviously Mina has something to prove here against one Natsupoi. We get a slap and form exchange between Mina and Natsupoi. Poi hits a basement dropkick. Mina comes back with a low dropkick of her own. She builds up some knee work onto Natsupoi. Natsupoi escapes the Mina driver with a German suplex. Mina's able to pop up with the from the German suplex with the Glamour Sword. A top rope fight between the two. This leads to Mina Shirakawa hitting a top rope dragon screw leg whip. Eventually, she stays on Natsupoi's leg. A lot of really great selling here as Mina's just... We've seen her in this tournament and matches building up that she bases a lot of her offense on working on the knee. This is a completely different level of intensity here because she wants to show, prove to Tam that it should be me, your number two, not Natsupoi. So she really, really goes to task on Natsupoi's leg, and Natsupoi does a great job selling here. Eventually, Mina Shirakawa locks in the figure four. Natsupoi is forced to tap out. I mean, it's just really brutal legwork for Mina as she really ramps up the intensity here. So really good match. Again, another one that I wish just got a little bit too much, wish it got a little bit more time. And this show, this is one of the best Stardom shows ever. The final night of the 2022 five-star Grand Prix. This is another match. I give this one 4 stars. This is another match that gets lost in the shuffle from this show because you have Julian Tam in the final. You have Julian Suzu Suzuki. You have Shuri versus Risa Sarah. You have Maiko versus Himeka. You have Mayu versus Starlight Kid. You have Momo versus Suzuki. There's a lot of really, really fantastic matches on this show. And this one just kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But at the same time, it's a really, really good match. Easy story to tell. They obviously had a better match about a handful of months later, back in May of 2023, for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Mina Shirakawa's first and only successful title defense was against Natsupoi. That match was fantastic, folks. And that's a match that, again, I highly recommend everybody goes and watches. And if you're part of our Patreon, Rob and I did an alternate commentary on that match of Mina Shirakawa versus Natsupoi for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Obviously, eventually, Mina Shirakawa will tell Natsupoi, if you want to be Tam's number two, that's fine. I'm done being Tam's number two or anybody's number two. I'm creating my own faction. She obviously creates Club Venus. They eventually disband. And then we do see Empress Nexus Venus, which there really is. They're basically, even though Mike is the World of Stardom Heavyweight Champion as of this recording, her and Mina, they both say they're on equal playing field. Even though Mike is holding the most important belt in all of wrestling, that fancy red belt, she's playing no favoritism here, as they both said Mina and Micah are both co-leaders of EXV. And that's where we stand today. As of the end of May of 2024, Mina Shirakawa ended this tournament at 10 points. Again, this is a breakout, absolute breakout tournament. If you only have time, just go and see a couple of matches. Saitama Tani match from Cork and Hall is a must. The Suzuki match is a really, really good one. This one with Natsupoi tells simple story, but still really good. So folks, 12 matches before we get out of here. We have 12 matches from this Mina Shirakawa 2022 five-star Grand Prix breakout run. Let's rank them from 12 to 1. Number 12 versus Sayada. Number 11 versus Ami Sori. Number 10 versus Hanan. Number 9 versus Julia. Number 8 versus Starlight Kid. Number 7 versus Mirai. Number 6 versus Natsupoi. Number 5 versus Mayu Iwatani. Number 4 versus Suzu Suzuki. Number 3 versus Hizuki. Number 2, Momo Watanabe. And number 1, folks, I've hyped it up enough. No shock to anybody. Her match in Cork and Hall against Saitama Tani is my favorite Mina Shirakawa match of this 2022 five-star Grand Prix breakout run. Again, I'm just going to re-rank them again. Not re-rank them, but 12 is Sayada, 11 Ami Sori, 10 Hanan, 9 Julia, 8 Starlight Kid, 7 Mirai. And that Mirai Starlight Kid can flip back and forth. I just love the double wrist lock. Number 6 is Natsupoi from the final night. Number 5 is against Mayu. Number 4 is a brutal strike fest with Suzu Suzuki. Number 3, the bronze medal versus Suzuki. Number 2, the silver medal, Momo Watanabe. And the gold medal, the Golden Phoenix. How about that? Sayakama Tani. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. And speaking of Sayakama Tani, I think we pretty much have it in the books that the next bonus retrospective will be Saitama Tani's 2021 Cinderella Tournament win. I think that's what myself and Rob have agreed on. I think that's the way we're going to go. Obviously, card subject to change, but we think that's the way it's going to go. And then we're going to release from the vault Julia's Wonder of Stardom Championship run. So, folks, you'll have the 4 Marigold shows for this month. You have the 4 Stardom shows this month. And then you'll have the Julia releasing from the vault of the Patreon, Julia Wonder of Stardom Championship run. And then you will have Saitama Tani's 2021 Cinderella Tournament win. So there's going to be 10 free episodes this month, knock on wood, hopefully. 10 free episodes this month. So, folks, we hope that you're enjoying the content. If you are, if you have not done so, please leave us a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts. Really helps us out. And take a look. Maybe you want to subscribe to the Patreon. There's a lot of really cool stuff that we have on there for all tiers. We're loading up the Rossi Vice tier, the $10 tier, just to make sure everybody gets more bang for the for your buck. And if you're not sure if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, sign up for a dollar. We got some really cool stuff on there for a dollar. Plus, you get it early and ad-free. And then if you want to bump up to the $3 tier, get more video material. You want to bump up to the $5 tier, get more stuff with myself and Andy Hedder breaking down tag matches and just going over certain shows. It's all right there, folks, and it costs nothing to look. You can take a look at the menu at the StardomCast website, www.thestardomcast.com. The link is in the description box below. So you can always click on that link, take a look. There's your menu and see which Patreon episodes or Patreon tier you'd like to subscribe to, if any. But it's always worth a look. Does not cost anything to look. Looking is free, folks. It's window shopping. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Hopefully we can have Rob on next time to lend his expertise on the retrospectives. This is a fun one. It's always nice going back, watching these 5-star Grand Prix runs and seeing the wrestler grow. Again, this is a really breakout tournament for Mina Shirakawa. We know we have a lot of newer watchers to Stardom and a lot of new listeners to the Stardom cast. Mina Shirakawa is a lot of people's favorite, one of their favorite wrestlers. And it didn't come easy for her. She really worked her tail off, especially the end of 2021 and then going into this tournament. So this is a tournament that I would definitely, after you listen to this podcast, go back and watch all these matches. Some of these matches, again, the Hizuki, the Sayakamitani, the Momo Watanabe, the Suzu Suzuki, those are the matches I would definitely take time out of your day to watch because they're really, really good stuff. But folks, let's put a pin in this one. Let's call this one done. This is another really fun one, folks. Questions, comments, any suggestions you'd like for me to do for a retrospective or anything that you're thinking about that you would like to see released from the vault or anything you want me and Andy Hedder to do or me and Rob to do, let me know, folks. Like I said, questions, comments, suggestions, Matt Turner, OF, on the Instagram and or the Twitter is the best way to get a hold of me. Or you can shoot me an email at thestardomcast22@gmail.com. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Again, questions, comments, let me know what you think about this episode. You know, put something over there in the comment section or drop me a line. You know, I always love hearing everybody's reactions to what we're doing over here at the Stardom Cast because we're just trying to get better, folks. We are trying to get better because, like I always say, folks, it's just not my podcast. It's our podcast because we're all together and everybody's different. Everybody's special.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.